Okay, let's unpack this. We're diving into Project Blue Book, right? The U.S. Air Force's big official look into UFOs ran for ages 1952, clear through to 69, 17 years. And the core question, I think, the one we really need to get at is what was it? I mean, was it a real scientific investigation or, more like a public relations exercise for the Cold War, just trying to keep people calm?
That's exactly it. And just to give you the basic numbers up front, Blue Book gathered 12,618 reports in total. Now, it's true, the vast majority, almost 12,000, they did identify mundane stuff, mostly, stars, aircraft, weather balloons, that kind of thing. But, and this is the key part, 701 cases, that's about 5.5% of everything they looked at. Those remained officially unidentified when they shut it down. And those 701, well, that's the real mystery we need to explore here.
Right, because the whole effort didn't really start out wanting to debunk everything, did it? There was Project Sign first, which seemed, I don't know, more open-minded.
Yeah, briefly, Sign had potential. But it pretty quickly turned into Project Grudge between 49 and 51. And Grudge, well, Captain Ruppelt, who later headed Blue Book, he called that period the Dark Ages of the
The
investigation.
Dark Ages. Why?
Because Grudge basically had orders to debunk sightings. The stated goal was alleviating public anxiety, which sounds okay, but it meant explaining things away, not really investigating them.
Okay, so the fix was kind of in early on.
It seems that way. And the really critical moment, the thing that cemented this approach, came in 1953. This was right after those big sightings over Washington, D.C. in 52, the ones that caused a huge flap. So the CIA got involved, convened a secret panel, the Robertson panel.
Secret panel. Okay. What did they find? Aliens.
Ha, no, not quite. Their conclusion was actually pretty interesting. They decided UFOs weren't a direct military threat,
Yeah.
but they were considered an indirect threat.
An indirect. How so?
Because the sheer volume of public reports was clogging military communication channels. People were seeing things, calling it in, and it was overwhelming the system.
Wait a minute. Unknown things are flying over DC, and the big threat is too many phone calls. That feels like a bit of a dodge, doesn't it? Like maybe they just couldn't figure out the physical objects.
That's a very sharp point. It does seem convenient, right? They basically framed it as an information management problem, not an unexplained phenomenon problem. And the Robertson panel explicitly recommended the government should basically debunk reports, use ridicule, strip the subject of its aura of mystery, as they put it.
Wow. So official policy, make UFOs seem silly so people stop reporting them.
Essentially, yes, information control. And that policy really shaped how Project Blue Book operated for the rest of its existence.
Okay, so Blue Book is set up to find conventional answers, but what about those cases that just didn't fit, those 701 unidentifieds? They must stand out, right? Let's look at one. Incident 314, the Purple Orb. Camp Hood, Texas, April 49. That sounds weird.
Oh, it's definitely weird and well witnessed. You had four U.S. Army soldiers, one was an officer. They saw this orb about the size of a beach ball, glowing purple or violet. And it wasn't miles up, it was hovering just 6 or 7 feet off a road, right there.
6 feet. So really close encounter. And did it just sit there?
No, and this is crucial. When the soldiers started moving towards it, it reacted instantly. It shot away at, well, incredible speed, vanished. Reactive behavior.
Okay, multiple military witnesses, close range, low altitude, self-illuminated, and it reacts intelligently, high speed departure. So what did Blue Book say that was?
Birds.
Birds. Seriously, a glowing purple beach ball moving at high speed, reacting to soldiers, was birds.
Birds. That was the official explanation entered into the file.
That's absurd.
It perfectly shows the problem, doesn't it? The institutional pressure to find any explanation, no matter how illogical. It's exactly the kind of thing Dr. J. Allen Hynek ended up criticizing so heavily.
Ah, yes, Hynek. He was the main scientist on the project, wasn't he? Started out as a total skeptic, the guy brought in to debunk things scientifically. What changed his mind?
Well, over time, Hynek said he was really impressed by the caliber of the witnesses. You know, experienced pilots, police officers, military personnel, people trained to observe. And he got increasingly frustrated. He felt the Air Force often just forced conclusions onto cases, sometimes without even letting him see all the data. He basically realized the process wasn't honest.
Yeah, I remember reading he called Blue Book the Society for the Explanation of the Uninvestigated. That's pretty damning.
It is. And it points to that core conflict we started with.
So when Blue Book finally closed its doors in 1969, what were the official final conclusions they published?
Very simple, very neat. Two main points. One, UFOs, as studied, pose no threat to national security. And two, there was no evidence that any sightings represented technology beyond known scientific principles.
Okay, hold on. How does that square with the 7 open 1 unidentified cases? If something is truly unidentified, how can you simultaneously say it doesn't represent technology beyond what we know? Its very unidentified nature suggests we don't know what it is or how it works.
Exactly. It's a complete contradiction, a logical paradox. They acknowledge hundreds of unexplained cases, yet officially declared nothing suggested advanced technology. It really feels like a conclusion written for the press release, you know, designed to shut the whole thing down cleanly, regardless of the actual data, statistical sleight of hand, maybe.
So the legacy of Blue Book, it's not really about solving the mystery, is it? It's more about how the official investigation itself created decades of public distrust because of these dismissive tactics and, frankly, illogical conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So think about this. Project Blue Book ends in 69, but those 701 cases, they're still there, public records of the National Archives. And now, today, the U.S. government is again formally investigating UAP, Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. What did that tell you about the questions Blue Book supposedly answered, or rather failed to answer all those years ago? Makes you wonder, doesn't it?